All right, MAGA continues to regret their vote. They continue to be confused and unhappy about what Donald Trump is doing. And we're going to walk through a host of different things that have happened recently that I think you're going to find very interesting. And I want to know your thoughts in the comments down below. Obviously, all of this is in lieu of the fact that Donald Trump's poll numbers are really struggling. And a lot of times it can feel like Donald Trump is invincible, politically invincible, but he's not. And his poll numbers are a disaster. And not only are his, you know, just overall, his overall approval rating is the lowest it's been in this term, but on the issues themselves, there's some real trouble, especially on his top issues. I mean, he's underwater on every issue, but when it comes to the economy, underwater. Immigration, underwater. And then it only gets worse from there, right? Epstein, he's underwater over 30 points. And we have midterms coming up. And so you look at a lot of this for Donald Trump and Republicans, and it's not good. The only thing is, Democrats need to make sure we are hammering home all of these things to the American people leading into the midterm. So make sure you're registered to vote. And also, if you want to help us grow this community, all you have to do is click subscribe down below. My name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. The link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. You guys have shown so much love lately. Truly, I appreciate it. Before I get into this article, let's start with a few things. Remember just a bit ago, right after the election, where Joe Rogan said this about ICE raids. Take a listen.
There's two things that are insane. One is the targeting of migrant workers, not cartel members, not gang members, not drug dealers, mm-hmm. just construction workers mm-hmm. showing up in construction sites.
So we've talked about this clip before on this channel. Joe Rogan, somebody who literally had Donald Trump on before the 2024 election, which was a big deal, seeming to take frustration to Donald Trump's approach on immigration, as many have. And then this week, just a few days ago, he says this about election fraud. Take a listen.
Happened because they cheated the election. Okay, so I'm going to need to know who they is, and I'm going to need to know when we're going to see him perp walked. Like, right. You're the president now. You got your whole... But all of us on some level don't really think they're going to start arresting people over the stolen election of 2020. And... You know,
I don't think they have any evidence.
Yeah, no, that's right. I completely agree.
Now, I think there's a lot of speculation and there's a lot of consideration about mail-in ballots. There's a lot of shenanigans. There's a good record of shenanigans, and there's the reality of any kind of electronics can be hacked.
No, I agree with all of that. I'm just saying, like, once you've made these statements and your administration is in, no, I remember it was one of the most interesting parts of your podcast with him was like when you asked him about that, it was like he really didn't have anything to back it up.
If that was you or if that was me, I mean, if there was some reason why I knew that they did something and I could give you all the facts, I would have that ready for anybody because for 4 fucking years, they've been telling him he's crazy for questioning the election.
Yeah.
So after 4 years, I'd have a fucking tight 10 minutes
on the election
where I could just rattle off at you.
So now Joe Rogan agreeing, questioning the idea that the 2020 election was stolen, saying there just isn't evidence, which, I don't know, infuriates me to my core because you have the biggest podcast in the world and you brought Donald Trump on right before the 2024 election and allowed him to spew this garbage. Endorsed him, frankly. Everybody knows Rogan loves Trump and voted for Trump. And now it's, well, there's no evidence. There hasn't been evidence for 4 years. There has never been evidence of this. Ever. And now after he's in office and you're like, I don't like the immigration raids, some of the things he's saying, he's talked about the Epstein files. We've talked about this on this channel, saying, you know, where's the Epstein list? Now, all of a sudden, you know, as you're showing frustration with these things, you say, well, the 2020 election, too. I mean, he just kind of is making that shit up. What? Insane. And you see this happening frankly, around the country, whether it's Rogan, people who make millions of dollars a year who want to say, oh, I actually changed my mind. Well, they're not facing the real effects of this, right? This is a pretty interesting article from very recently. Company behind Jack Daniels says Canadian boycott is, quote, significant as sales drop 62%. This is an article from today as I make this video. Let's read a little bit. The parent company of American alcohol producers such as Jack Daniel's Whiskey and Woodford Reserve Bourbon say sales to Canada dropped 62% during the latest fiscal quarter compared to a year ago as American alcohol remains off the shelves in many provinces. After U.S. President Donald Trump imposed tariffs on Canadian goods in early March, a number of provinces retaliated, pulling American alcohol from store shelves. And during a conference call with investors Thursday, officials with Brown-Forman, the parent company of brands such as Jack Daniel's and Woodford Reserve, noted other pressures, but said the boycott is causing a, quote, significant impact, right? So you have American companies struggling with the tariffs. And obviously we've seen American companies, not just because, you know, their products have been pulled off the shelf in Canada, but just, you know, American companies that are trying to literally produce goods in the United States that are struggling. And this is something that people just don't seem to understand. If you want to produce cars in the United States, you have to get upwards of 10,000, 20,000 different car parts into the United States to then assemble and manufacture it in the United States. And so in some ways, you're actually hurting American businesses that want to make things here on top of hurting businesses that sell goods in places like Canada, Mexico, all around the world, as we have become just deadly to trade with, deadly to partner with economically. We move to... So we've talked about immigration, we've talked about tariffs and how they're affecting businesses. We go to the article I started with, from also from today. MAGA radio host's cancer-stricken wife can't get a COVID shot because of RFK Jr. An ultra-conservative radio host attacked RFK Jr. on Thursday, saying that his sick wife is unable to receive a COVID-19 vaccination because of the policies of the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Eric Erickson, an influential conservative talk show host, reposted a New York Times article about declining availability for the COVID vaccine at pharmacies and said his wife is one of the people affected. Quote, "My wife has stage 4 lung cancer. She is one of the people the COVID vaccine actually helps. Thanks to the current mess at HHS, CVS is unable to get her vaccine." In response to comments criticizing his take, Erickson further explained his wife's predicament and sharpened his criticism of Kennedy. "Just for all the people chiming in ignorantly, the vaccine does not prevent COVID for my wife, but it greatly minimizes the impact of the virus. It's the difference between symptoms accounting to a runny nose and being bedridden for a prolonged period of time." Obviously, for Eric Erickson, I genuinely wish well for him and his wife. I do. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. It's the idea that, like, we screamed about stuff like this for so long. We screamed that if you have an environmental lawyer running goddamn health and human services in this country, excuse my language, saying the COVID-19 vaccine is not safe and effective, this is what you're going to run into. Problems like this, also relating to medicine. This was a Facebook post I found from just a few hours ago, right? A lot of this from just today or last few days. "Wow, I voted for Trump. My medicine from Canada just doubled. Starting to see a mistake was done." Yeah, again, the tariffs, how we're currently running the CDC, the Health and Human Services Department, a lot of it relating to RFK on top of Donald Trump's trade policies. Healthcare costs, along with all costs, just because inflation is rising, are getting worse. We go to Lori from 6 days ago. Quote, "I completely regret my vote for Trump. He is playing games with our lives. What happened to less government? Why are the rich getting any tax breaks and we are paying more? Why are the companies involved in lawsuits against regular people being dropped? Why are we sidestepping the Constitution? I didn't vote for all this." You literally did. You did. It's exactly what you voted for. And all of us screamed about it for so long. My hope is in all of this, as we talk about the declining poll numbers, moving into the midterms, people realizing in so many different aspects, whether it's we were lied to about the 2020 election, we were lied to about immigration, we were lied to about the economy, tariffs, inflation, we were lied to that we would make America healthy again, we were lied to about how we would help farmers. Carry Underwood's Tennessee farm crisis, American Idol star struggling to maintain property and dozens of animals. This article going into the idea that Carrie Underwood is working very hard on her farm, struggling to find workers for her farm as our labor market is getting crushed. I mean, all these things, I beg you, talk to your friends and family and make sure you are registered to vote. We've got to fight back against this in the midterms. I beg. Listen, if you enjoy this video, make sure you like and subscribe down below. Once again, this is the Adam Mockler channel. My name is Chris Maurer. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler here on the channel. And to build something big, to punch back against MAGA media and do well in the midterms, help Democrats get to where they need to be, push them in the right direction, We're trying to build something big here and uplift Gen Z voices while doing it. And it goes such a long way if you just hit subscribe. And again, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. You guys are the best. I hope you have a great Labor Day weekend. Be safe. And if you've made it this far, let me know what you're doing for Labor Day weekend down below in the comments. I do read the comments. I'll try to respond to a few. I love you all so much. Be safe. Be easy. I will see you in the next video.